Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host, my brother, Joe Shortridge, and his bratty sister, Jen. Hi, Joe.
What's up?
It is amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What is?
This show.
Oh.
We have some very special guests today. So, how's it going, Joe? How's
good,
your
good,
week
good.
Been?
Busy.
Yes, we're always busy, but...
So another busy week. We just got done with the Bigfoot convention. That was awesome.
It was amazing. amazing. As always, awesome. It blew our mind.
And I didn't see a live Bigfoot, but I did see one walking around in a suit. So does that count?
It does. You can't see him, Joe. He's the reigning champion of hide and seek.
Yes, he is. But we got a very special guest with us right
now. We do. I'm so excited. With us today, we have London Holt. H-O-L-T. Holt.
What's going on?
Famous.
Hey, unconditional love manifest.
Yes.
So, London, we met you at the 2018 St. Joseph's Paranormal Fair.
Yes.
And you're just radiating positivity, love, and light. And we love it. We love those kind of people. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, I'm just a guy that likes to learn things and teach things. And, make the spiritual things very, very practical. It's totally my life passion. I really enjoy it. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It is. So tell us a little bit about your story, London. I know that you had some adversity and you really discovered that you have this beautiful gift that you'd like to share with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So to talk a little bit about that particular gift. So, again, hello everyone who's listening to this in the future or the past, time travelers, you guys are cool. But no, back on February 18th, 2018, I actually became a true intuitive, like an intuitive psychic. Mm-hmm. And so up until that point, believe it or not, I was skeptic, but very open-minded. That's the best way to say it. Like, although I had spiritual experiences, I've lived in a haunted home, and even after going through that experience, I guess I believed in the supernatural externally, but I still didn't believe in it internally as far as us using our chakra, our chi, our energy to do this cool stuff that we see on movies. But yeah, my gift is I've learned how to truly heal myself, work with others, and help people be themselves. And that is literally the solution to everything.
Yes. Whatever you ask your mind, it will answer.
Yes.
Definitely. And how did you learn to use this gift? Did you have to take a class? Did you do self-study?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about
that. Okay, so the way I learned how to do this was I let myself go crazy. No, I'm just joking.
We're already there.
We're already there, yeah. believe it or not, growing up, I was a very, very sensitive kid. I was always crying. I was the super sensitive one. And, you know, everyone in my family is always like, you know, you got to be a man. You got to grow up and cry. So what I did was I learned how to completely suppress my emotions. They're all the way pushed down. And I let myself be a very perfect student. So I, you know, went on, got good grades. I went to Case Western Reserve, Full Ride Scholarship. That was my first time I used Law of Attraction.
That's awesome.
Oh, hey, dude, I was just being myself.
Yeah.
But that, there you go. There goes the answer.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to do it intentionally. So that was back when I got into college when I was 17. So I was like, okay, if I could do this once, I know I can do this again.
Yeah.
So I just read, learned, researched as much as I can. And when I truly thought about giving up on everything, pure sadness, pure depression, that's actually where when I felt pure sadness. But for some reason, and I don't know where it came from, I felt pure sadness, but then I also felt pure motivation.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it had to do with the people who I was surrounding myself with.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, my good friend Arthur, these cool kids I used to hang out from this group called Koinonia.
Okay.
I used to hang out with, dude, I've just had so many teachers. Everything has become my teacher.
Okay.
But we are also the master at the same time. That's what the shift was. It was, we don't know anything, but we do know everything if we choose to allow ourselves to know it. We don't know things, we also flow them. It's a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've literally gone from just playing video games to, holy smokes, life is a game, but with real consequences.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And I've just been enjoying the game, and the game has also been enjoying me. Mm. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Now, you mentioned the law of attraction. Can you just explain to some of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, kind of in general what it is, and then how that you use that, and maybe an example of like how it happened for you?
Okay, so for my fellow skeptics out there, when I first learned about law of attraction, I actually didn't believe that it was real. That was when the movie The Secret came out when I was 17.
Okay.
Before I went to college. Mm-hmm. And my good friend at the time, Dylan, he was like, "Hey dude, you heard about that movie The Secret? I think it's nonsense." And I was like, "Then I won't watch it." Because he was like the smartest kid in our school. He was like literally going to skip a grade. So I was like, if he says law of attraction's not real, he's probably going to hear this and be like, "Dang, dude, he's cool." Now I'm pretty sure he believes in law of attraction also. But long story short, my friend gave me a book called Crystal Ascension. Okay. That year, although I didn't see the movie The Secret, he gave me a book called Crystal Ascension by a woman by the name of Catherine Bowman. I believe she's from Canada. But the book was just about crystal healing. Okay. It was about crystal healing and law of attraction. And what I've learned is that the law of attraction is simply the universe reflecting your chosen, unchosen, and unconscious state of being.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's only one of the laws. There's actually, I found other ones that you got to use with the law of attraction.
Okay.
And that's actually how you manifest stuff, you know?
Yeah. Like, what kind of things could people manifest into their life?
People could manifest whatever they truly desire, but what they are willing to allow.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's desire, which is, you know, one percentage. So let's say if someone's desire for... desire for to experience cuteness was like 20%, but if their allowing was only at 4%, then they won't be able to truly manifest what they desire.
So somebody, if they wanted to manifest friendship, they would concentrate on thinking and feeling and focusing on maybe a good friend coming into their life.
Definitely.
Or maybe a new job, or I hate to say money, but I always say money, you know?
Definitely. And very quickly, I wanted to say this too, because I love giving credit where credit's due. I definitely want to give a shout out to the Quantum Success Coaching Academy. So I also learned about law of attraction from there. I studied for a full year after I graduated college. So instead of going on to get my master's degree, I was like, okay, I know how I want to change the world, but I ain't sure how to do this. So I went through the QSCA certification program, Christy Whitman, and that helped tremendously. So you guys do have a certified life coach, law of attraction coach on the call. And if you want, I could literally teach you how to manifest anything in 3 minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
Are you guys ready for that? Okay, whoever's listening to this right now, congratulations. I'm going to teach it to you intellectually, but it's going to be up to you to tap into the true power. I can do that for you. I can, but the law is you got to respect free will or it doesn't fully work, you know? So, how do we manifest anything? Let's think about it. Well, what is anything? If you think about it, everything exists at the molecular level.
Yeah.
Everything is moving, but not moving at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paradox.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my theories is that the reality that we live in is and I'm going to sound totally nerd right here. I'm down to earth, I promise. Human consciousness in our experience of this dimension is a paradoxical phenomena that's allowing the collective expansion and allowing of human consciousness. If I were to say, if I were literally on my deathbed right now and people were to say, what's the best advice you can give to anyone to become a millionaire, to find the love of their life, to manifest whatever they want, I would truly say, just be yourself.
Yes.
But then it becomes a question of, well, how do you actually be yourself?
Exactly.
How do you love yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that those are, because whenever I work with people, mm-hmm. it always comes back to authenticity. So let me give a shout out very quickly to one of my good friends, Sarah. She was one of my first clients ever.
In Hi, this, Sarah.
Yo, Sarah, what's up, girl? I love you, baby. Yeah, but seriously, she is drop-dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's almost attractive as you, Jennifer.
Aww.
Almost.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
And shout out to my girlfriend, baby, I love you. She's not the jealous type. She's probably, she's going to laugh when she hears this. But,
it's okay. I'm old as hell. Yeah.
So am I. We're all ancient souls.
You hush.
Wow, you're something else.
Love you.
Unconditional okay. love. But
Sorry.
You never Continue apologize on. For yeah, being yourself.
Never be sorry.
Dude, we're just having fun. Okay, okay, but for the people who are listening through this, who are like, "Oh, I thought you said 3 minutes." The way that I manifest something, so I feel it subjectively,
okay.
know that it already exists objectively, and then I tap into my absolute pure connection, mm-hmm. authentic connection to myself.
Okay.
So here goes a clear example. So what do we want to manifest?
Manifest something for Joe.
Joe, okay. He's going to manifest it for himself.
Yeah.
I'm just helping. I'm going along.
Love and light.
Love and light.
The... Oh, how can I say it?
He wants a girlfriend.
You yeah. want a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, you're talking to the CEO and founder of Matchmaker right. Marketing. That's what I do. Yeah.
All right.
So what I did with Sarah was I helped her. I helped so objectively.
Okay.
She wrote down a list of everything she wanted in a relationship. So objectively, you would say, well, these are my needs.
Okay.
These are my values. These are my desires. You write down everything on that list. And then what I would suggest is going over the list and saying, I manifest true love, mm-hmm. but allow all the negative and positive emotions to come up.
Okay.
Now, most people say focus on the positive
yeah.
and you mm-hmm. manifest mm-hmm. the positive. That does work. But only long enough for me, for a kid who had, you know, for a guy who had a very subjectively traumatic childhood. When I would go to manifest, I would manifest the good,
mm-hmm.
but I would also manifest the not good that I didn't truly feel. So next, what she did was she went through and she used that list. I usually suggest 144 days for people who are just starting off manifesting okay. instantly. But after you go through 144 days of truly deciding what you want to manifest objectively, feeling the emotions, seeing it happening in the now, and then you trust and believe, and mm-hmm. then you go with the flow.
Okay.
While still feeling those positive emotions, what happens is scientifically, this activates the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, the amygdala. These are the parts of the brain that work together to help you mm-hmm. go with the flow and notice the things that are going to subjectively reinforce that reality that you've already created.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. whenever you desire something, it's mm-hmm. actually created instantly.
Yes. And I've always believed that, and I've always said that mm-hmm. whatever you tell your brain will answer the answer that you want to hear. Oh, I shouldn't say want to hear, but should hear.
Yeah, for sure.
If you say, well, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? The brain's going to say, this is why you can't do this. So you got to say, yeah. well, how can I do this? Or
I'm going to do this.
Yes. What I've learned, and people are going to think I'm crazy. In fact, when I release my book, December 12th,
mm-hmm.
it's going to show everyone everything that I've ever learned since I was born. And the book's probably going to be like 20 pages. It's going to be the most hilarious thing ever. And I'll probably even just give it out for free. Like, I don't care. But my ultimate goal and intention is to enhance human connection mm-hmm. with ourselves, with others, and the world around us. Because I truly believe that the biggest problem in the world, one of the biggest, is human connection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Emotionally, we as a society, we tend to view people as not being us, but being separate. And that's okay, because I realize there's history.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I truly connect to my abilities is I allow myself to hate.
Okay.
I allow myself to love, mm-hmm. and then I allow myself to feel both at the same time. Whoever said we can't feel more than one emotion at once? Who made up the rules? Dude, we're literally rewriting the rule books.
We always say, they say, well, it's those people over there.
Yeah. And they are us.
Who are they?
Yeah. They are us. You know,
the listener may be thinking, well, wait a minute. This doesn't happen to me. I don't think that, but it does. There's a thing, and it's not incantation. It's called cantation.
Ooh.
And if you, and it's happened to everybody, you go to find something, and you're looking for this thing, and you're looking, and you're looking, and you're like, I can't find this. I can't find this. I can't find this. And somebody walks in the room, and you say, I can't find this. And they say, it's right there.
Mm.
And what it is in your brain, like we keep saying, you keep telling yourself something, your brain's going to give you that answer. You keep saying, I can't find this pen. I can't find this pen. I can't find this pen. You may look right at it, but your brain's not going to see it because you mm-hmm. keep telling your brain you can't see it.
Yeah, that's because you and the pen are actually in two different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, and it happens literally. All the time where people uh-huh. can't find something. Somebody walks in the room and says, it's right there. Because because you're telling yourself you can't.
You have to open yourself to
I can. I can find that pen. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, sorry for cutting you off, but this totally just popped in my head. Have you ever walked into a room to look for something and then you forgot what you walked in there for?
I went to the library. I went to the library to get a book or a CD on memory enhancement.
Wow.
Halfway home, I remembered I never even looked for the book to get it. So there's a good example. A book on memory enhancement that I couldn't remember to get.
That's an oxymoron right there.
That's pretty hilarious, actually.
Why does... what is like 144 days? Is that like the significant in some reason versus like maybe 20 days or 60 days?
Yeah, the reason. So I know a lot of people say it takes about 30 days to build a new habit. You know, some people say 60, 90. I believe at least 120 usually helps significantly. And there's a certain reason for that.
Okay.
So another one of my gifts, everyone, is I can clear any self-limiting belief in 15 minutes or less. So I was doing that for myself. I was clearing self-limiting beliefs of, you know, okay, you're not going to believe this, Jen. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, I was not smooth with women at all. Joe, I was like...
That's like me. I was like a rock.
Dude, I was a rock. Like a rock in the corner covered with an umbrella. No light. I'm just joking. But one of the first things I worked on when I learned how to use my ability that I call pure existence was I worked on social anxiety.
Okay.
The first thing I noticed after about 15 days was I was able to go into the grocery store and I like going to Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. But, I went to Whole Foods, and for the first time, I was not anxious at all. It felt like the best way I could explain it was there would be moments when I would feel the nervousness again and the anxiety, but then it would be this pure feeling of, yo, I'm safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the reason that's important is because in order to truly get rid of self-limiting beliefs, insecurities is when you manifest what you truly desire, be truly grateful for it mm-hmm. and say, I allow this thing to come in more. After doing that for about 144 days, you will have installed so many, gift of gab. I get that from my dad. Love you, pops. You too, mom. Because she'd be like, what about me?
Yeah.
So what I've learned is people not only get rid of self-limiting beliefs, you could also intentionally downloads what I call self-propelling beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get rid of I'm not good enough, then I turn that and transmute that into I allow myself to be good enough. I was already good enough. We're all perfect.
Yeah.
So then when the emotion of not good enough comes up, I feel the emotion and then it automatically clears itself. And it's a process that I call transmutation, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Uh-huh. Is there any simple transformations or affirmations that people can use in their daily basis? Do you recommend write them down and look at them every day or read them out loud? Or how
it depends on the person. So because usually when I work with people, I do a 15-minute free session.
Okay.
And usually what I do is I'm calibrating. like for me, like there's no specific name for what I do. It's all customized. If someone walks in and says, I'm trying to find the love of my life, then, or I guess I should give it a name. What if from now on, if I just called all my sessions just pure authenticity?
I love it.
There you go.
It encompasses everything.
Yeah, but the reason I was saying that, Jen, is depends for some people, using affirmations actually works their energy field backwards. It makes the self-limiting belief stronger.
Okay.
So what I usually suggest is don't say it out loud until it emotionally feels true.
Okay.
And when it starts to feel true, even a little bit, then say it. That's you convincing yourself subjectively. Mm-hmm. Then it manifests objectively. Then you have more proof. Then it's easier to manifest it. Then it eventually goes on like autopilot. Then cool stuff just shows up.
You know?
I'm so ready. I'm so open for all of that.
You already got
I'm ready for the cool stuff. I'm ready for everything. Love, travel.
Hey, how about this? How about, so I'm like a freaking, I'm awesome with guided meditations.
Yeah.
How about we do just a 5-minute guided meditation for everyone listening?
Okay, let's do it.
To help them tap into their pure, I don't know, I am creator, just your fairy abilities. How about that?
Okay, let's try it.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Regardless of the name, it's going to work.
Yeah.
If you allow it.
Yes. All right. All our listeners ready.
Woohoo.
We are ready.
So let's just begin by taking a very deep breath. And by the way, those of you who are listening, you can do this meditation sitting in silence, or you can also do it while driving. And that's because, now just listen closely. I ain't trying to get arrested. I got a clean record here. If you're listening to it, don't go into the meditative state. Just listen to it as if I'm talking to you. I suggest people meditating in silence, but also during the day.
Okay.
Just for 15, 20 minutes on the go. That'll help it download. But anyways, let's tap into it. Okay. Boom. Unconditional love. Let's go. So let's just begin by taking a deep breath. And just exhale. And as you're inhaling and exhale, let's feel all the bull crap just from all of your life, every single moment. And for those of you who, if you don't feel safe, feel as much as you can. So I'm going to fill it with you guys. I've been through a lot too. This should be easy. Great job. All right. So what we're going to do now is keep our guards up, but let our guards down. Keep our guards up, but let our guards down, but still feel safe. If there's any point when you want to stop the meditation, just blink out of it. Now, let's allow ourselves to have pure red light shooting down from the base of our spines down into the center of the earth. And as we feel safe, let's also allow the pure connection we've tapped into the earth to also be within and without. I am safe. She is safe. He is safe. They are safe. We are safe. They are never safe. Sometimes we don't feel safe. That's okay. We can be okay even when we are not okay. So let's take another deep breath. Now it's time for the good stuff. That was the prerequisite. You got to feel safe before you manifest. The space you create from affects the space you create. If you don't feel safe when you manifest, then you manifest people who cause you to not feel safe. They're your mirrors. So now let's set the intention. What are you going to, and I'm going to use this word specifically, what are you going to wish for? And I'm using that word purposely. Mm-hmm. We're going to unwish later. It's part of the process. I'm going to wish for a $25,000 public speaking engagement within the flow. You see, some people put a time limit on it. What I do is I set no time limit, and sometimes I'll set a time limit depending on, you know, the flow. Like when I manifested the true love of my life, I did that in 23 days. Yeah. So... Shout out to you, Jen.
I got 20 days. I got 222 days.
222? We can get that down if you want.
Yeah. So if we add 2, 2, and 2, that would be 6. Okay, 6 days.
6 days.
Why not?
Why not?
Anything's possible.
What's his name? Who are you going out on a date with?
I
Tom,
don't know.
Justin, Kimberly. Some guys got Kim. I'm just joking. One of the cool things is if you think about what you truly desire, and then you feel that feeling of safety, envision yourself already having that thing, share it with a close friend, and say, I'm going to feel this around you and when I'm not around you. Another way to speed up the process is to tell a friend. My roommate, William, which I know he's really going to be missing me because me and my girl were moving to Colorado soon. He may come with us, though. Who knows?
Okay.
But one of the things I found is when you're manifesting, let yourself laugh, dude. Just like have fun with it. Me, I'm attached to the outcome, but I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm more attached to the feeling that the manifestation brings. Here goes the next step in the meditation. This thing that you are manifesting, what feeling are you allowing it to bring you? If you are manifesting true love, can we feel true love in this moment subjectively? And other people realize it objectively. Oh my, Joe, you're glowing.
Oh,
you look different.
I'm like an angel.
So after you're able to be a bit more unattached from what you're manifesting and truly go with the flow, it's almost like you forget about it, and sometimes it shows up, or there's other days where you just automatically know that it's going to be. You just know. The final step to manifesting after you've faced your deeper, darker, whatever emotions come up, good and bad, and you felt the positive also, and you've released from the attachment of the outcome, the next thing is to truly be yourself and allow others to be themselves and allow everyone to be themselves. If someone does something that really pees you off, that thing is also in you. But guess what? It works the same way with positive traits. The people who we not necessarily put on a pedestal, but people who are our role models, are the beautiful reflections of ourselves that we have yet to integrate. It works the same way for negative traits. So another thing I do to truly manifest rapid fire is throughout the day, I pay attention to my emotions. There's a man by the name of Daniel Goleman. He has a book on emotional intelligence, and that's what took me truly to the next level. I had a very high IQ, but my emotional intelligence was depleted. Oh my goodness. Get up your true IQ. Realize you already know everything. It's not knowing, it's flowing.
Okay.
And feel everything. And everything will always be complete. And that's it. In fact, you don't even have to buy the book now. That's what the book's going to be about.
You just got the world exclusive.
What? Yes.
London
Holt.
That's amazing.
World exclusive from the world
relaxed.
Famous.
World
London.
Famous. We're all famous.
World
Still
infamous.
Write the book. Because
so, Joe, I'm interested. Important. I'm interested to hear, where's the first date you're going to take this beautiful woman that you're going out with? I mean,
It would have to be dinner. So we can
dinner.
communicate.
Yes. I like it.
And eat.
How about this? If you're true, when we truly go with the flow, can you get to know her not only in the restaurant but also on the beach?
Yes.
What about in a spaceship?
If we had the money to get.
Oh, there is no if. It is when, my friend.
When we get in SpaceX and we can fly. Fly high above the breeze.
Hey, I tell you guys what, you know, let's like channel the energy of all the people listening. Are there any heart-wrenching questions you guys truly out? Like, I'm like a legit probably world genius. Like, I'm not even bragging. And I know a lot of other people, and I truly believe that everyone on the planet is genius. I believe that everyone is truly supernatural, and I believe that everyone is weird. Have you guys ever looked up the definition of weird in the dictionary?
Yeah, I saw my picture.
I saw mine too. I was right there. Peace sign doing a backflip. The definition of weird is actually supernatural. Super just means above.
Yes.
And natural just means the third dimension. We're all supernatural and natural at the same time, and when you truly be both those sides, nothing will be able to stop you because you will no longer stop yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are, as you stated in the beginning of the interview, we all vibrate. Every yes. single thing down to the molecular level vibrates. We're all made of energy. And that energy is all around us in the universe. And as long as we tap into that energy, we can do anything.
Yeah. And we not only tap into that energy, but we are.
Yes.
We are that energy. Mm-hmm. It and that's because it's moving and not moving. When we move, which is the emotions, mm-hmm. we let ourselves be moved and we truly be ourselves, which is pure self-subjective validation. You get it. It's theoretically possible. I think human beings are the actual philosopher's stone.
Yeah.
I think that we could even shift things at the molecular, neurological. And if you think about it, even when we give people a hug, even that's chemistry.
That's right.
Your body's releasing serotonin, mm-hmm. Just a bunch of wonderful, positive neurotransmitters. That's alchemy right there.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. And think about love. Think about the person that you have been truly in love with. You can sense them walking into a room.
Yeah, you can.
I'm looking. Uh-huh. I'm looking right now. Is there anybody out there? Hello.
There's a few down there I can hook you up with.
Yeah.
But you can. You can sense that they're even in the space and not even know that they're there.
Yeah. It's part of the paradox. Mm-hmm. We are together, apart, separate, existing, and not existing mm-hmm. all at the same time.
And, you know, that just kind of ties into the paranormal. We're here, you know, at this paranormal convention. They say spirits are energy.
Yes.
And we sense mm-hmm. them.
We sense yes. them, exactly.
You know, it's like that innate feeling of, like, say you're in a room and somebody's staring at you and you mm-hmm. can feel the eyes on the back of your head type Ooh. Thing. You know?
I just right? thought of something cool for us Ooh. To talk about.
Yes.
All right.
And this is about to blow your mind, Jen.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I just picked up a thought from someone listening to this in the future. No, I'm just
yes. sure.
But I think a huge question for me when I was younger, because I used to live in a haunted home.
Okay.
I've legitimately, even after getting choked by a shadow entity, I was still a skeptic.
Yeah.
Until it only took nearly being almost suicidal. That's all it took for a true skeptic.
Yeah.
But one thing I've learned since then is when a person doesn't feel safe, we're more likely to attract entities that reinforce that not safeness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The wow. best way to protect mm-hmm. yourself against entities, if your home is, you know, kind of haunted, maybe a little bit, maybe you have a haunted girlfriend or boyfriend, it happens sometimes. If you truly want to be protected and yeah. be safe, then choose to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Choose to be safe and unchoose to not be safe. Yeah, sometimes we actually choose to hurt ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And different entities could pick up on that energy mm-hmm. vicariously, and we could hurt ourselves through other beings. We mm-hmm. even do that through humans, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, yeah, because I always feel you are the you attract the energy. Mm-hmm. How do I want to say that?
Did your mind just go blank?
It did.
We are one.
We're a brain fart.
Yeah.
We attract the energy we want around us.
Exactly.
Right? Mm. Is that kind of what I'm
I feel
reiterating
that.
What you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to that same thing that you are the sum of people that you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowing, I mean, that whole thing goes back to you allow those people into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in prison. But,
well,
you know.
It's choices you make. You
exactly.
know,
that's, yeah.
You know, sometimes people say,
blah, blah, blah.
But you've made those choices. Sometimes the choices you make affects you.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, so you got to take a little bit of responsibility when.
Huge, total responsibility.
And think of your life path. Think about where we are today. Okay. Think about if you changed one little thing in your past, you may not be in this spot right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The butterfly effect.
Yeah. Quantum realities. Parallel. And when you do true energy healing, you're not only healing yourself in this dimension. The reason emotions are so important is they actually cross over quantumly to other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I wrote about called quantum love. It's
okay.
When you love yourself, when you love others, you accept all things in existence, but all things that have ever existed will potentially exist in the future, and things that are created and uncreated.
What's your opinion of what happens to us, our energy, our soul, our chi, whatever, when we pass on?
I think that when we, so, okay, first off, let's give a cool working definition of the word death.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I'm also a numerologist, astrologer, and tarot reader. I'm a man of many hats. Yes. It happens after you go through your awakening.
All right. After we answer that, we're going to talk about 222.
So, what was the question again?
Okay. What's your opinion of what happens when pass away?
When we pass away. See, and for my brain, because I don't think we pass away. Mm-hmm. I think we still just be on the other side.
Okay.
But what death is, it's death is a huge vibrational transition. Have you guys ever cooked a frog before? This analogy is going to stick with you forever.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I think I know where you're going with this. I think I've heard this before.
So all we have to do is kiss the frog and it turns to a prince or princess.
That's right.
Right? No, you really have to kiss your resistance. But no, as being people who are in this subjective dimension, when you cook a frog, you don't turn the flame all the way up. People actually do it little by little so they can transition into the warmth. Warmth, as we know from thermodynamics, is just energy. It's just the movement of molecules, energy at a, you know, at a very fine vibration. When a person dies, the flame is turned all the way back up, the vibrations in the person's pure essence, pure authentic self, goes to another side through another dimension, higher dimensional frequencies.
Okay. That makes sense.
So the reason this is important is because right now in our current paradigm, we still view things that are spiritual out there as being objective. You know, there goes a spirit, there goes a being. Anything that you see, we also are. In fact, a lot of spirits that we see, sometimes they could be beings who've either stuck around, or they could be entities that are still staying here because other people are holding on to them. You know, we could even hold on to the energies of our family members. But according to my research, since there's infinite realities, even if you're still connected to a family member and they're here, they could be here in the higher dimensions all at the same time. They don't have to be in one place.
Okay.
Human existence is not static. In fact, when we die, we're technically not moving. We're just choosing another stream of consciousness. We're dead and alive at the same time. Some people may even say that we're technically dead right now, that when we die, we're actually coming to life.
Yeah.
But it depends on the person. It's all subjective.
Right.
Depends on how much Mountain Dew I have in me.
Yeah, coffee. Caffeine makes me go crazy.
Okay, so numerology.
Numerology.
We're switching. We're, you know, going down another rabbit hole.
Pull that lever.
Shout out to my friend Lena, who taught me numerology back when I was 20, maybe 21.
So that was just a couple of years ago.
About five years ago. I'm 26.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. You're only as old as yes.
Exactly. She's older than you.
We're all babies.
Okay, so 222.
What you want to know, girl?
Everything.
Everything. What is your life path number? Do you know?
I think I'm the 6.
You're a 6?
Yeah.
No wonder you give such warm hugs.
Yes. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Ooh, okay, so what is numerology? Someone was just asking me this. Numerology is the unconscious access of the something that's known as the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records holds archetypes. Carl Jung talked about them, the 12 primary archetypes. Well, there are archetypes within archetypes within archetypes. There are 9 basic archetypes within numerology. The way you find it, you take the day you were born and you reduce it down to one digit.
Oh,
me,
okay.
I was born on September 8th, 1991, at about 9:30 in the morning. Now that the time is important.
Yeah.
So my number goes all the way down to life path 1.
Okay.
We're known as the eternal leaders, and we jump out and make stuff happen. But here goes the thing. When I first read my numerology chart, it didn't make sense. I was like, I don't think I'm a leader. I'm not a strong. I don't do public speaking, you know, all this other stuff. What I found is your numerology chart helps you to be a more authentic version of yourself so that you can truly tap into more of your innate ability. So me personally, I treat numerology, astrology, natal charts as just a map for healing a person's energy field, but because I'm an intuitive, I actually don't even need the charts. I could do with or without, but I still like using it in any way. So you want to know about the number two?
Yes. 222 and my number is 6.
In your life path 6. So yes. 2 and 6 are very strongly related in archetype energy, because 2 is the pure energy of romance, connection, intuition.
Hey.
And 2 is, and you guys are going to think I'm bullcrapping you, but 2 is, excuse me, the number 2 and 11 is connected to paranormal activity. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people who are born life path 11 tend to naturally become psychics.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, my name London holds the vibration of 11.
Ah, yeah.
So it was easier, a little bit easier for me after 26 years to tap into my intuitive abilities.
Interesting. Yeah. So 222 is my birthday. You
In
know.
The 6, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
6 is also the number of perfection.
Okay.
It's the number of the prophet. It's also the number of pure warmth and kind of like warmth, but like warmth in the home.
Okay.
Kind of like a very loving mom. And 6s also tend to be very great cooks. Very great cooks. Whoa. Shout out to my good friend Pete. I think he's also a life path 6.
Jen, when was the last time you used your oven?
Well, lightning struck my house and my oven got shorted out, and I have not cooked in my kitchen other than the microwave and George Foreman for 6 years.
Whoa.
George Foreman makes great, he's a great cook.
He is.
Yes, he cooks me dinner every night. No, I just go to mom and dad's because
that's the best thing to do. Yeah. You want to learn how to use the superpowers of a life path 6?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure? This is going to be a lot.
Okay.
Don't be like...
Deep breath. Okay, I can take it.
You're gonna be like the next avatar and control the elements. The way you connect to the power of life path 6 is to first be completely, you choose either pure selfishness or pure selflessness.
Okay.
So to purely give love or purely receive love, 6s, you guys tend to be very loving and caring for people. Mm-hmm. And 6s could also be taken advantage of in relationships, and then that could put up walls, and then the universe keeps reflecting the walls, and we like universe, we trying to get past the walls, feel any walls, and then just, you know, just be, just release them. But easier said than done.
Yeah.
talk about releasing, but everybody says how do you do that? I mean, it's just
release is a paradox.
Okay.
We never truly, we release, but we hold on it at the exact same time. Because we're everything. Right. So even when you release something, it's still in you. But when we say release, so someone may say, well, what if I'm, you know, what if someone's possessed and they're like releasing an entity, or, you know, they're doing something like that. What's really happening is when two streams of consciousness are trying to share the same body, either it's either going to be one or the other or both of them at the exact same time.
Okay.
So if a person truly wants to release something, you have to align with the opposite feeling of what it is you're trying to release. So if I'm trying to release fear, then I'd hold on to the energy of fearlessness.
Okay.
Feel that and then say, you know what? I choose to release fear as I allow myself to be fearless. Everything is okay. It was already okay. Bada bing, bada boom. Boom.
Boom. Drop the mic.
This is what happens when the universe gives the secrets of the universe to a super cool guy like me.
But we want to thank you for coming on. This is
unbelievable.
We're going to have you back.
We're definitely
going to
have you back.
Yes.
Definitely.
So interesting. And thanks for sharing and doing a meditation with us and teaching our listeners a little bit more about, you know, there's more to think about in life than just focusing on your day-to-day stuff.
Yeah. Open yourself up. Making it practical.
Yes.
When I was younger, that's what I always wanted. I would listen to radio shows, books, and everything. And I would always say, I am suffering. Please help. Please make this practical. So I've literally become the change I truly wanted when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so for anyone out there who would even want to contact me, just email me at londonabundance@gmail.com. And I am working on a new website, but my current website is Matchmaker Marketing. So matchmaker-marketing.com. And you could reach me at londonabundance@gmail.com. And if you tell me that you listen to this interview with Super Cool London, Super Cool Jen and Joe, then I'll give you a special intuitive discount on your session.
Awesome.
Great, that easy. Amazing.
Bada bing.
And when they do a session, would it be over the phone, in person?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it depends. For some people, I'll come meet you in person if I'm like up to it. I don't care. Yeah. If you're cool enough.
Yeah. Gotta be cool.
Yeah.
But no, we really, truly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and teach us.
Authenticity. Yeah. That's all it is. Just be yourself.
You are a teacher, my friend.
Yeah, we are.
But thank you.
I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to say to Joe and Jen that I completely love both of you guys.
Aww.
And that you
we love you too.
You both are talented. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And truly change the world. Peace and love.
All right.
Adios.
And let's leave with a little bit of Numb from 60 Second Crush.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye.